fuck, dude, I just woke up. If I sound like a donkey, if I sound like a donkey, please don't get mad at me, because that's literally what I am. I'm kind of a jackass. I just woke up from a nap. I'm tired as shit. And I just, wow, what has been happening? The weekend, okay. This past weekend was an amazing weekend. I went to Brooklyn, New York. I got to shoot some videos for some friends of mine. Some DJs. They flew me out there. They had me stay out there. Some homies of mine who do DJ performances, and I flew out there to Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you something about Brooklyn, okay? Let me tell you something about New York altogether, okay? First off, it's my favorite city of the entire world. I love New York. I would live there if I could, but I can't because I'm a broke bitch. Okay, I can't live in New York because I'm a broke bitch. Okay, you almost have to prepare yourself to go to New York because it's kind of a culture shock. And you know, me, my like specialty is making vast generalizations about people, and they're usually true, but because we kind of have to live in a world full of vast generalizations. I think it's kind of, but it's stupid to do that though, because like everyone that you meet is going to be different, right? But Brooklyn, I like Brooklyn. There's a Biggie lyric, "Spread love, it's a Brooklyn way." I think that's kind of the saying, or I think that's like the saying that Biggie, 2988 head ass. I'm talking like fucking early 2010 YouTube peak Boogie Tuna. Hey guys, Boogie 2988 guys. Head ass. Anyway, I went to Brooklyn. I spent the fucking weekend in Brooklyn. It was nice. I met up a girl. I met up with a girl on Tinder, which was interesting because this girl, she's a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart, good person. I had her at the apartment a couple nights. We hung out. We had a decent time together. She was a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. She lives in Iowa, so you know. And when you say a state like Iowa, I'm like, okay, well, what's there to do in Iowa? And she just goes through. She shuffles through her mind of shit to do in Iowa. It sounds like it sounded like the town that the fucking. It sounded like when she described Iowa, it sounded like the town that Stranger Things happened in. Like, it literally was like, okay, well, there's nothing to do in this town, so we just have to kind of make up our own trouble. And I'm here for it. I'm all about trouble, you know? But I told her, I mean, I do live right outside D.C. Basically, I just say I live in D.C. And even though that's a difference between Washington fucking D.C. and literally where I live is thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. The line that is between Washington, D.C. and where I live in Virginia is thicker than a fucking bowl of oatmeal. So, you know, we're just existing. We're existing in this world. We're existing in this frothy mouthful of horseshit. But yeah, I was exposed to some new kinks this weekend. Apparently there's girls out there, or you can meet a girl. Apparently on Tinder, there are women who have kinks that they can only come if there's a gun in their mouth. And, I don't know how I feel about that. I know how I feel about that because I've been trying to get my close carry license. I know how I feel about that because I've been trying to get my concealed carry license. Now, that has nothing to do with me having sex with a girl and putting a gun in her mouth. I don't think I would ever be able to do that, but I can understand the appeal. Okay. I can understand the appeal. You guys know that one of my biggest issues in life right now is dealing with women who wear eyelash extensions. That's probably my biggest issue right now that I'm facing on a current basis. That's like literally the biggest issue. I don't have anything else that I'm fighting. No other overarching purpose in life. I don't have any other steel framework of morals or a morality. I have nothing else to fight for except fighting those who I find who look like tarantulas. Okay. Now, that's neither here or there, but what I won't fight against is girls who need a gun in their mouth or cum, okay? I looked at her and I said, hey, unloaded, right? Like an unloaded gun, right? And she was like, no, it can be loaded as long as the finger's off the trigger and the safety's on. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my God. anyway, that was kind of crazy, but I don't judge her. She's a sweet girl. We're friends now. We're friends. We're cool. We're cool, man. Cool people. Surround yourself with people who are cool, man. Don't do that thing where you're just fucking, you know, not open to people. Be open to people if they're, you know, if they need a gun in their mouth to come, or they're only going to come if you can put a gun in their mouth. Okay. You know, I love everybody. I really do love everybody. That's kind of my issue, is that I'm a lover. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I'm probably going to post this on my story and fucking tell her and block her off my story so she doesn't see it, because I don't want her thinking that I'm an asshole. She recently followed me on Instagram, and she's a cool person. I don't want to piss her off by thinking that it's weird to have a gun in her mouth, because honestly, dude, me, myself, I can only come if my face is being held out of the window at a 95 degree angle, and if I'm being fucked inside of a Kia Sorento. Okay, I can only ejaculate if I'm being jerked off upside down while my face is being schmussed outside of a car window of a Kia Sorento, and the wind is hitting my face and there's bugs flying in my face. That's when I can only come. So, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I understand it. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, man. New York is cool, though, bro. I could live in New York. I've been fantasizing about living in New York since I was 13, and I'm trying to make a bunch of money so I can go to New York and live the rest of my 20s there, because I don't want to fucking rot in this city, okay? I don't want to die here. I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want to be around these people. Fuck everybody in the city. Where I live is where you go to die, okay? I live in a city where people grow up in the same town. Okay, they fuck the same, you know, they make love with the same girls, and then they get a job. People my age, men my age, get a job in construction, plumbing. Either really the only job opportunities where I live is construction, plumbing, selling narcotics and drugs, and then there's a fourth option, which is not having a job at all for the rest of your life. And I can't sell narcotics. I can't sell drugs. I refuse to do that. I cannot be a construction motherfucker because, you know, I just, you know, fuck that. And then the plumbing, I'll lay some pipe, but I won't do it. I won't do anything plumbing wise because I'm just not going to do that. And then the fourth thing is not having a job. And that's where I thrive. I don't want to have a job. I want to be a vagabond. I don't want to live in a world where I'm forced to work. I want to be a slave to lays. I want to be nothing. I don't want to exist. I don't want to have a place where I can call. I don't want to show up and fucking puck my collar up and be like, oh, I'm proud to work and I'm so excited to be here and I want to. And that's everyone in my generation. Who the fuck wants to work? I mean, let's be honest. We're only working because we have to. You know, we're only working because we have to. None of us wants to work. And who the fuck does want to work? You know? I don't know about people who, I get depressed if I have to like do shit. Like I get depressed, and not like, I'm not talking like a suicidal, I'm just talking about this thick film of, oh shit, my life is like, I hate working and I don't want to work and this is boring. My soul feels empty and I don't want to do any of this. You know, that's my life. I think that's a lot of people. I think that's kind of a sad thing to realize, because I think it's true though. I think a lot of people don't want to fucking work. Who wants to work? You know, who wants to wake up every day and work for somebody? I told my boss last night that I wasn't going to come into work today because I have one of those jobs where I can just say, hey, I'm not going to come into work tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. I told him that I have to watch my best friend's house because my best friend's in the hospital. He has the flu and I'm watching his house right now. Which is a lie, but I just have to say shit, and I want to say things. Lying is good, okay? I'm lying to him. I'm lying to my boss, quote-unquote boss, and he hits me back with some fucking slippery little slick shit, and he's just like, oh, well, you know, Clemmy, your call-out is very loud. It's silent, but it's very loud. We will not, we will understand this, but we will not normalize it. And I'm just like, I'm just like, okay, all right, shut up. just shut up. Cállate. Close your mouth. Stop talking. Who cares? Okay. My job is a job where anybody can like really do it and you don't need to have a special thing. And it's a shit job. So I'm like, bro, go fuck yourself. Okay. You don't care. This company doesn't care about you, Mr. Supervisor. This company doesn't care about you. Okay. You're what? 45? Stop. Don't do this. Don't talk to me that way. You're just, I don't know what you're trying to do, but you're not going to do it to me at all. If there was a play or a musical based around your life, it would be titled Complacency. Okay. Your life would be stagnancy on ice. Okay. Your life, the description of your life would be all could have on ice. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me it's very silent, but very loud. Immigrate back to your country. Migrate back to your country, please. And I'll try to migrate back to mine if they'll let me in. But I don't think that they will because I'm barely Mexican. Okay, they'll probably look at me like a fucking... They'll look at me up and down and think that I'm Muslim, which I might as well be Muslim, but... I'm an honorary Muslim. I'm Syrian, but I'm not... You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really Muslim. Like, I'm not a Muslim. And they have Christians in Syria, too. They have, you know, all that shit. But Hakuna Matata. Anyway... What the fuck else has happened? This girl can only come if she has a gun in her mouth. Thank God I didn't have my, you know, thank God. I don't think you can even have a gun in New York. Cause if I could have had a gun in New York, I would have found a way to do that. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that bad. It's really not. I swear to God, she's awesome. She's an awesome bitch. She's cool. And by bitch, I mean cool bitch, like awesome. Like that bitch is awesome. She was sweet, man. You know, I wish I could have, you know, Hakuna Matata. But, yeah, man, my dick print is not really dick printing right now. It's not, I don't know why I'm spread eagle right now. Cause I feel like it's not, you know, kind of resembles the Goomba from right now. Is literally, if I were to look at my pants, it's like resembling the Goomba from Super Mario. Bro, I got news that my friend died. That a kid that I grew up with died yesterday. And I was like, what the fuck? How did he die? And I have a feeling I knew how he died, but he didn't die. And now it's like everyone's apologizing because they all spread the false news that he died. Like, bro, what the fuck? How does that even happen? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wish I could have a fake death and be like, bro, let me, and then just watch everyone just be like, no, and then just me just like post like a selfie, oopsie, I didn't die. Fucking stupid. Oh shit. Brooklyn's nice, man. Spread love. It's the fucking Brooklyn way. I'm gonna move to New York if I could, probably, but I'm probably gonna stay in DC. I'm gonna stay in this area. I just want to get out of this house. But New York is a nice city, man. They have food everywhere. You can walk out and you can fucking be, you know, we drove past the place to get to the venue. We had to drive past the place where there was a lot of Jews. And also, funny enough, the girl that I was meeting up with over the weekend was Jewish. And by Jewish, I mean Jew-ish. You know, Jew-ish. So she was like, you know, that was cool. I don't have anything to problem. I laughed at her because we were like, you know, like cuddling. And she told me she looked back at me and she was like, I'm a Jew, right? And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I'm like a Jew. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, and she was like, I was like, why didn't you tell me that? And she was like, well, because I feel like I don't really have to tell people things because like, it's a little like, you know, there's like a lot of, they might judge you wrong or whatever. And I was like, well, honey, you're talking to the right person because I don't give a fuck what you are. You could be a Satanist. You can be a anarchist. You could be a BBW trans woman. I mean, I'm open. My ears are open to receiving all sound waves. Same thing for my spirit and my body. Okay. Well, not my body. My body closed off to the good Catholic girl in my heart. Okay. And I've been, she's out there. And I know where she is, but, everything else for me is up for grabs. Okay. I'll have a conversation with everybody. I'll suck a toe if I have to, but, that's neither here nor there, man. I don't know what the fuck we're going on about. She was like, I'm sorry. She was like, I should have told her. She was like, you know, I don't really say that I'm a Jew because people are going to be judgmental. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why would I be judgmental that you're a Jew? I can't judge a Jew. how to judge somebody based off of what they are is like stupid. Has anybody else ever thought about that? Like, I know that I'm not the first to think about this. This is not a new topic. Everything that I've ever said, out of all the brilliant shit that has ever been said on this podcast, none of it is going to come after what I'm about to say now, okay? There is nothing that's like unique or like that's like, if you're a Muslim, like there's nothing innately I have against you. How can you have something innately against somebody, right? That makes no fucking sense. Like I have a Muslim friend and I was like, bro, what do you think about the Jews? And he was like, and I was like, what? Are Jews bad? And he was like, there's some good ones. And I swear to God, he looked at me and he said, there's some good ones. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you stupid? How do you hate somebody? How do you hate somebody just because they're, that's like racism. That's literally racism. It's like, oh, I don't like it because you're a Buddhist. Innately, I'm talking about like on the back end, not on the front end. Like if I meet you and you're a, let's say if I meet you and you are a, you know, you're like a black, like you're like an Asian person and you actually, I don't know, like let's say I meet somebody and they are what they are, but then they hate me. It's like, okay, then we can have a discussion about what I like about you and what I don't. But to look at someone and say, oh, Jews are bad, that's stupid. You're an idiot. You're not smart. You haven't educated yourself thoroughly on topics. You know, even if you did educate yourself thoroughly on topics, you would misrepresent all the information that was given to you. You would share fucking Instagram posts on your story about stupid stuff that you don't even know really anything about. You would act like you know shit when you really don't. You would post pictures of people dying in some street in some foreign country and act like you know what you're talking about. You would act literally like a journalist that has their boots on the ground sharing the information to the fucking world like you're part of it, and you're not. You're not. You're just not. There's nothing about you that's well informed. And the half the people that are even slightly informed, I am not informed. And even if I was, I would still do the same thing I'm doing with the information. With the lack of information, I'd still be doing the same shit. I'd still be shitting on everything. It doesn't make any sense. It's all bullshit. It's all horseshit. Yes, there's symbolism, and yes, there's tragedy in the world. Yes, of course. But what I'm here to say is these problems that you guys are talking about on the world and these geopolitical issues, first off, you know nothing about them. Second thing is, even if you did, you would still come up with your own thoughts and opinions that are skewed by the reality that is only existing in your fucking mind. That's the fact. Okay. If I was born in Nigeria and there was some tragedy happened in Niger, I would be in Nigeria. I'd be, oh my God, Nigeria. And I would preach about it and post about it. And I would try to bring awareness to my country because that's what all countrymen do. But at the end of the day, there's sadness and tragedy everywhere. You guys are all acting like this shit is brand new. And honestly, the part that bothers me the most is that you guys are acting like you really give a fuck. That's the part that bothers me. Okay, that's all. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm not an anarchist. I'm a sweetheart. I want everyone. My heart aches for the world at whole. Okay, my heart does ache. What I don't like is stupidity. And what I don't like is when people who are above, who are under 35, or even with, I've seen 50-year-olds post about this shit. You know, people post about politics and they post about things that they don't know. What do they know? They don't know. And who does know? And even if you did, you'd be getting the wrong information. That's all. Okay. So basically, the moral of the story is if you are cuddling with a Jewish girl in a New York City, Brooklyn high-rise apartment building, and she looks back at you while you're cuddling her, and she says, hey, like, I'm a Jew, and you act like you have something wrong with that, and that there's something that you don't like about the fact that she's a Jew, you need to go off the balcony, off the 17th story of your building, and jump off it, and hit the ground like a fucking noodle, okay? Because that's what you are. You're a noodle of thought, a noodle of opinions, a noodle of thinking, a noodle of morality, and a noodle of a human. Okay, you're easily changed. If we just put you in some hot water, put you under some pressure of feelings and emotions, you're fucked. So that's all. And yes, I did gain weight. I don't give a shit. My camera doesn't add 10 pounds. Your camera does, bitch. Anyway. Oh my God, dude. My nephew just moved in with me and I'm so happy. I miss this motherfucker. You know, I love him, and I'm just happy he's here with me. What else is happening, dude? I think I started the podcast like a year and a half ago, but this shit's got to get ramped up. I got to get multiple angles, and I got to get guests on. I got to start, doing better, getting guests and having people that can change my mind. I want to become a student because right now I'm the master. I know everything, and I want to have people who are going to teach me about the world. I might name this podcast Clemmy Sees the World. You know what? Clemmy Sees the World. I don't know. Can y'all even... Has this thing even been fucking recording? Bro, I swear to God. No way. Has this thing even been fucking recording? Hello? This thing better... This thing has better been recording. If this thing hasn't been recording, I'm going to shit my pants. I hope so. Better be. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, I guess that we're fucking just doing this now. I don't know if this is even going to be a good podcast because I don't even know if the camera fucking recorded it. But anyway, what else has been going on, dude? The Jews are fine. Okay. It's not the people that do bad things. It's the people that before them who did bad things, okay? It's like my generation, right? I'm Mexican. And yes, Mexicans... The thing about Mexicans is that we're built like badger moles, okay? We're built like overweight, feral, thick, abundantly chubby raccoons and badger moles, okay? We're like naked mole rats. We're like an infestation of naked mole rats. And I'm Mexican, so I can say that. I've been in Mexico twice now. I love the Mexican people. We are built like blobfish, okay? We are not muscular. We have that Mexican body to us. We're built like, we kind of look like brown turkeys with the lines on them. That's literally what we're built like, okay? We waddle around like fat penguins who just got done tanning off of a beach off of fucking the coast of, Puerto Vallarta, okay? That I don't know what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But like we literally, there's nothing about us that's visually appealing. How many Mexicans have you seen who are jacked? I don't really understand. I mean, I'm sexy as shit, and I really am sexy. I'm a sexy Mexican, but I'm getting sexier every single day. But that's neither here nor there because I'm also half. You guys are fucked. Full Mexicans are fucked, okay? But I can see how, someone will look at me or someone will look at, I just don't get it though. Like, why? Just shut up. No one cares. Tell me if you're a Jew, if you're black. I don't give a shit what you did, what your parents did, what your family did. We're all here against our will. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but we're all, life is sad and we should all be sad for a while. I think everyone in this life needs to be sad for a while. And then there needs to be a point where you can decide to not be sad anymore because you've realized that sadness is no longer, you can no longer utilize the sadness like you did when you were 18, okay? You can no longer go on a drive and listen to a song about killing yourself and really feel close to killing yourself beyond 30. You can't do that anymore, okay? Because you have to get to a point where you're done being sad. You have to get to a point where you've decided that you're going to take your life into your own hands. And you may drop it or you may carry it and hold it into a fucking nice life. That's what you may or may not do. But you can't be sad anymore. There's no more utility in being sad. I'm almost 25. There's no utility in being sad. There's no utility in waiting. There's no utility in thinking about things. Okay? For me to sit here and spend another 3 years thinking about doing something, it's fucking stupid. For you to be spending time worrying about your feelings and like rehashing our feelings. And yes, I've had 1,000 things that I didn't like happen to me. And yes, I have trauma. I have trauma of the past. And we all do. Have you seen a birth? Have you seen a baby come out of a mother's vagina? That shit is traumatic, okay? It's crazy. Have you seen that happen? I have, okay? Well, I haven't seen someone give birth. That'd be crazy. I'd be a changed person. If I saw a baby leave a vagina, dude, I can't even watch a scary movie nonetheless. Imagine me trying to watch a baby come out of a mother's vagina. Oh my God, I'd cry. I'd cry. No. No, but yeah, dude. Yeah, bitch. No, but for real though. Yeah, dude. Hakuna Matata. Assalamu alaikum. I don't know what to tell you guys. Seriously, I don't know what to fucking tell y'all. You know? Shalom, brothers. But yeah, I'm going to just get a bowl. I'm going to put a random topic. I'm going to put a bunch of random topics and just start picking them and just start talking about them, ranting about them. I think actually that's actually a pretty good idea, now that I think about it. But anyway, you know, yeah, man, save yourself. Stop worrying. If a girl needs a gun in her mouth that's loaded to come, that's your wife. Okay, I'm just joking. That's not. First off, I'm not kink shaming. Having a gun in your mouth to, you know, to come, that's not the worst thing. I've heard worse. Seriously, I've heard worse. Okay, and I've been looking to getting my concealed carry license to begin with anyway. So I think it kind of dovetails nicely with that. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, like the grenade just has to be like. Okay, I don't want to say it, like, but the grenade has to be, the pin has to be pulled and in my mouth, and I can only come if I'm juggling the handle so it doesn't fall off and explode in my mouth, and I can only come if, like, the pin is pulled, basically, and the grenade is being held under my asshole. Like, I can only come. That's, like, literally, like, I can only have an orgasm if there's a sniper being pointed in my direction at my forehead from 500 feet away. And having sex kind of got in the way of having my intimate life, because I can only have a sniper pointed at me 500 feet away while my boyfriend's fucking me. So every night that we would have sex, it kind of got hard because he would have to have his friend, you know, I would see a scope glint in the middle of our bedroom, and I knew that it was happening, so I was able to come. But if I didn't see a scope glint, and if I didn't know that a sniper was watching me and gonna get ready to kill me, I couldn't come, right? So, you know, it's pretty difficult, but we're working on it. Oh my God, I don't know if this is gonna fucking, I don't know, dude. Who knows? Anyway, Jesus, you know. Meeting new people, man. Getting new people in your life is good. I'm gonna become an ascetic. I'm gonna just throw away all the shit that I ever have and just throw it away into a bucket and sell it on the street, and then just slowly I'm gonna start by selling things that I don't have. I'm gonna just sell people things that I don't have. I'm gonna sell other people's items. And then once I've ran out of those things, I'm gonna sell people my things. I'm gonna sell people my items. And then once I've run out of objects to sell, I'm going to sell my body parts. But before I sell my body parts, I'm going to sell access to my body parts. So my ass is going to go first. My mouth's going to go second. My ears are going to go last. Any orifice I have. And then after that, I'm going to start selling my body parts. And then I'll become an ascetic. That's called true asceticism. Okay. I'm going to become a true ascetic. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but I'm going to sell all the things. I'm going to become a monk. I'm going to become a limbless monk. Everything that I've ever had, my body parts, my orifices, my morality, my self-respect, and my dignity, my honor, and everything else, my peace of mind, I'll sell it. And I'll make it into an NFT. I'll take everything that I've ever had, and I'll create an NFT out of it. I'll take photos of all my objects, my baby photos, my baby blanket, my belly button that my mom still has, my first couple strands of hair that my mom clipped off my head when I came out of her vagina, my toenail clippings that I've kept for 24 years, and everything in between. I'm going to take photos of those and make an NFT out of them. I'm going to post them online and create a cyborg version of myself that you can buy. Okay, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Who fucking texts me? Let me see. Kim Sagana Samaga started texting me. My phone is fucking dead, dude. Who gives a shit? Also, I just woke up. If I look like a rat, if I look like a raccoon that's like digging in your trash can, it's because I am a raccoon that's digging in your trash can. I'm just trying to get your dirty laundry to wash it. Bye, guys. See you guys on the next episode. Hakuna Matata.